Would you rather speak any language fluently or have super speed? Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a family-friendly Would You Rather question. We debate our answers, and we invite you to do the same with your family. Now, there is a little bit more nuance to the teaser question you heard at the top. It's not quite so simple as speak any language fluently or superhuman speed. We're going to read to you the full depth of the question. Would you rather be able to speak any language fluently, but only if you're upside down, or be able to run at superhuman speeds, but only if you're wearing clown shoes? So you can speak any language. You can always speak your normal language. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be upside down for that. But if you want to speak Spanish or French or Italian or German or Bengali or what's some more languages? Japanese. You got to be hanging somehow.
Or going like this.
Upside down.
A handstand would work.
Handstand would work.
If you
But not your just head tilting your down. Head down. You have to like fully be mostly.
I need to learn how to do a handstand properly for a long time.
Yeah. Or the other option, of course, you can run super, super fast over long distances, superhuman speeds, but only if you slip on a giant pair of hilarious clown shoes.
But it wouldn't slow you down because you're running super fast.
No, they don't slow you down, but that's the only way in which you can run super fast.
Now, I think I have my answer for a particular reason.
He's got a particular reason. Well, I want to hold off on your particular reason. I'm going to go to Ender first because I want to hold off because your particular reason sounds intriguing. So I'm going to wait. So, Ender, what do you think?
I am going to handstand to speak fluently language is because I can learn to do a handstand versus wearing clown shoes means I have to pack these giant shoes wherever I go.
Indeed.
But if I can learn to do a handstand for like 5 minutes, I then can speak any language. And yes. I can always understand any language, just I can only speak it when I'm upside down.
Oh, interesting.
So I can listen to a long conversation upside, standing up to give myself a break, and then when I need to speak, I can go upside down.
Interesting. So I guess this is an added benefit for you is that you'll develop the skill of doing handstands and probably even walking around on your hands, and that will just be good for your overall health and agility. That's probably a pretty smart. I like that answer. Now,
but what if you fall? You could get hurt.
And what if you fell you're right in the middle of an Italian sentence and you start speaking English? That'd be so confusing. But that's okay. People probably figure it out. So I am so interested in this particular reason that you have for whatever you picked.
I feel like it would be more fun to speak different languages because I feel like I could play a joke on my friends and like for Halloween I just speak different languages.
But how are you going to be upside down? You have to be upside down to speak the different languages.
That's easy. You just you could go like do like a kind of half handstand, a headstand.
Uh-huh.
Which is much easier.
A half like against a wall or something or?
Yeah, or you just do a handstand or you hang on bars.
I just think it would be so funny to see you guys get jobs as translators and just be like, all right, you ready to start? And then you like go do a handstand against the wall. How long do you think you can sustain being upside down? All the blood would rush to your head.
We would need to get special harnesses in our room to make it so that we can easily.
So you could flip.
Oh, no, we would just need one of those things that connects to your ankles.
Oh, and then what? And then you what? You clip into something or?
No, a flip machine. An upside down machine.
Oh.
That would make it much easier.
Yeah, then just go upside down. So you guys are going to be learning to do a lot of acrobatic things so you can be upside down and speak all these different languages. That's very interesting.
I take it you are not.
I am going to carry around these clown shoes because I just feel like what a great novelty that is. I'm going to pop those shoes on and run so fast. They probably, after like one time, they won't let me run any races anymore because they'll realize that these clown shoes give me magic abilities.
Then they'll
You think
clown
they would let me enter the Boston Marathon?
What is that?
That's the most famous marathon, at least in this country.
Do you win a trophy or something?
You win a lot of, I don't know, accolades, and it's very impressive. Because the people that win that, even to qualify to run the Boston Marathon is a huge deal. You have to be very, very fast. But not when you own magic clown shoes. You can just show up on the day and win the race. You know what I'm talking about?
They won't let you in.
You're probably right. But I'm still going to pop those clown shoes on. It sounds so much fun to just move through the world at high speed wearing clown shoes.
You can probably bike really fast too.
I'd probably just learn to get used to them and wear them all the time.
Yeah.
Sounds sweet. And then I'm going to carry you around while I'm running super fast upside down so that you can translate things. We're going to go have a great trip across Europe together. I'll carry you guys upside down. You translate. I run fast. We get where we're going. Sound like a good deal?
And yes.
The other thing is it will be better for the Earth because you don't need a car. You could run as fast as a car.
I can run faster than a car. Superhuman. I'm going to probably get a lot of bugs in my mouth, though.
Yeah, that's
extra
why you
protein.
That's why you buy like a face mask.
A clown mask.
Or like a snorkel. A full face snorkel.
It looks so ridiculous. A full face mask with a snorkel, apparently, and clown shoes. Yeah, I'm going to be in style wherever I go. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this very short edition of the Rathercast. If you have thoughts about whether you would like to speak foreign languages while you're upside down or run at superhuman speeds wearing the most stylish of clown shoes, please let us know. TheRatherCast@gmail.com. Find us on all the shows, social handle. Hello, then. What am I trying to say?
Socialables.
You did it too. Find us on social media. Until next time, we can't wait to catch you on
The Rathercast.
What the heck was that? They left me hanging. Okay.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.